Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. And we have an event joining us from the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners Association is Carrie Hefner. Welcome, Carrie. Thank you for being here today, and the Master Gardeners are having Spring Fest, the time when all the plants are in bloom. What's going on with Spring Fest?
Yeah, this is our ninth annual spring plant sale, and we call the event Spring Fest, and we'll just get the times and location out there first. It's the preview sale is this Friday from noon to 6, with the main part of the sale the next day, Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. until 3 o'clock, or until all the plants are gone, whichever comes first. And all of that is going to be occurring over at the market at 7th Square in West Monroe. Most listeners might know that as the West Monroe Farmers Market, so just under the big water tower.
Yeah, I was going to say big water tower, yeah. Right next to the high school there, just past the high school in West Monroe. Okay, so the plants you guys offer may be a little different than what I find in the average store, just because, one, you guys are master gardeners, so I expect a little better quality of plant. But, two, they're a little more climatized or acclimated to what's going on here in Northeast Louisiana.
Yeah, the plants we're going to have are varieties and selections that are known performers in our region. And in order to obtain that status, these plants have to be able to withstand our legendary heat and humidity in the summer and then our mild winters. We'll have a number, and I don't know exactly yet how many, but we'll have some of the Louisiana super plants that have been actually trialed. We'll have some of those. They should be on a truck coming up from down south as we speak. But a lot of these plants have also been started and cultivated and grown out by our own master gardeners. And in other instances, companies make seed donations to us. One of our favorite sections in the sale is the tomato section. We'll have, I don't know, something like 20 varieties of tomato plants, which is down a lot this year from the usual 40 or 50 that we usually have. And those have all been grown out by our master gardeners, and in some cases the seeds have been donated. So all types of culinary herbs, several different kinds of basil, for example. So if you cook at all, you're going to want to come to the plant sale. And then just a wide variety of ornamentals.
So. All right. So once again, this is at the market at 7th Square, right under the West Monroe Water Tower. When is this again?
Okay. Preview sale is Friday, April 7th, from noon until about 6 o'clock. And the main part of the sale will be Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. until the plants are gone, or until 3 o'clock.
Okay, you said preview sale. Is that for special people, or what is the preview sale?
It basically, early bird gets the worm. And so as we were setting the sale up in years past on Fridays, we found that we were selling a lot of plants on Friday afternoon. People on their way home from work and whatnot saw us out there, stopped. And so we just said, heck, if we can do this, let's just open it up. And we call that the preview sale. So,
all right. I'm in a situation right now where I just painted my house and I pulled a lot of landscaping out of my yard. So it's time for me to sort of replant the stuff. I'm reworking all my flower beds, getting ready. Are you going to have anything over there that might interest me other than food plants? Are there things for my yard and landscaping?
Absolutely. Like I said, a number of ornamentals, a wide variety of ornamentals from herbaceous plants. We've got a variety of something called Angelonia, which is a flowering plant. You don't have to worry about this plant all summer. It holds up to heat and humidity. I'm seeing more and more of it planted out at businesses where there are lots of concrete and steel, and these little flowering plants hold up to that type of heat. And trees and shrubs, like I said, a number of the super plants will be out there. We won't know exactly how many until the truck comes in tomorrow, but a number of ornamentals will be available, absolutely.
Give me an idea, like, because sometimes I'll go in one of these big box stores and buy a tree for, you know, $20 or so and put it in the yard and kill it a year or two later. what's the price of something like a tree or something like that I might place in the yard?
Prices are going to really vary depending on the size of the plant that you buy, we'll have things that are going to be $2 a pot up to $15, $20 a pot. So it's just going to depend on the size.
Okay. So lots of variety and things to choose from. I noticed today, I'm looking at the weather radar, it was snowing in Oklahoma today.
Yeah.
And a cold front moving through. Could we still have a late frost? And what kind of stuff do I need to be doing to my yard right now?
It isn't out of the question. And especially in April, our atmosphere is warming up. Warm air means unstable air. And in fact, this week we're predicted to get down into the mid and upper 40s at night. We hope a late frost won't happen, but it is not out of the question. Right now, vegetables are starting to go out in gardens. A lot of people are calling the office, the LSU Ag Center Extension office, with questions about lawns. Is it okay to put out weed and feed and this and that? And we're still telling people, well, it's okay to weed, but maybe not feed just yet. Let's make sure we're really out of the woods, because our turf grasses, as they come out of dormancy, are going to start really growing. And if we push them too much with excessive nitrogen in the fertilizers, number one, you're going to be mowing a lot. But if we do have a late cold snap, that's just going to set the stage for problems later on in the season. So
Gardening right now, people are getting their gardens ready. Mm-hmm. I know. What are some of the things here in North Louisiana I need to be looking at to put in my garden that are going to be successful?
Well, warm weather plants can go in any time this month. Let's say we still can't rule out a late freeze, and we hope it doesn't happen. But things like tomatoes, peppers. And by the way, let me just talk about peppers here for a second. We are going to have available at this sale the hottest pepper that is available to anybody right now. So if you like hot peppers or think you like hot peppers, let me just say a chili pepper or a cayenne pepper will range anywhere from 10,000 up to about 30, 40,000 Scoville heat units. That's how pepper heat is measured. This is a pepper called Carolina Reaper, 1.6 million Scoville heat units. So if you like hot peppers, this is going to be the sale for you.
Maybe I should play us out with Don't Fear the Reaper here.
Right.
The Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners Association Spring Fest, 9th annual plant sale, when and where?
Okay, this weekend, preview sale Friday, April 7th from noon to 6. Main sale Saturday, April 8th from 9 a.m. until 3 o'clock at the West Monroe Farmers Market.
That's Kerry Hefner with the LSU Ag Center. For more information, you can visit our website, kedm.org.